Lois Gibbs walked her former neighborhood in Niagara Falls, where hundreds of homes once stood. In 1978, the government officially told residents that live near Love Canal that they were living in a toxic zone because their homes had been built on an industrial waste site.
So this is where the old Love Canal Homeowners Association office was. This was an abandoned old house. As you can see, there's a depression here, which has been getting deeper and deeper over this past year.
Hundreds of people who live near Love Canal were forced to move. But on the anniversary of one of the biggest environmental disasters in the world, Gibbs told reporters that the area still isn't safe. She's now calling on the federal government to relocate residents, as many of them have fallen ill.
One of the things we suggested way back in 1980 is you abandon it, you put a large fence around it, and you let researchers come in here and figure out, how do we contain something like this? How do the chemicals move? We see they're now moving through the sewer system again.
Recently, residents who still live near Love Canal filed a $113 million lawsuit, claiming that toxic chemicals continue to leak from the site. Keith Boos moved to the neighborhood 15 years ago because he was told it was safe and the contamination was contained. But this past January, the EPA tested his home and found numerous toxic chemicals there.
My wife has two brain surgeries for two cysts on her pituitary gland. She's constantly fatigued, very forgetful, and wears a medical bracelet for medication she's required to have. I have a very rare lung disease. I also have a cyst in my kidney, which causes discomfort daily. My 22-year-old daughter is constantly fatigued and has a hard time remembering the easiest of things. These are both signs of chemical exposure.
Boos would not reveal which chemicals were found, but Gibbs says she's asking elected officials not to make the same mistake twice. She's calling on lawmakers to oppose the expansion of the CWM hazardous waste landfill and the Covanta incinerator located in Niagara Falls, saying they may be a part of the pollution problem.
We said it so many times, don't bring people back here. And they did. And they bamboozled them into believing it was safe and gave them the data and God knows what else these folks got. And they innocently went in and bought what I bought 35 years ago, the American Dream, a cute little house in a nice neighborhood.
As for Boos, he's not alone. He says other neighbors have complained of similar issues.
I don't come to you as a scientist or as a doctor. I come to you as a father, a husband, and a grandfather who wants best for his family.
In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hertzel for the Innovation Trail.